Hey everybody, Scott Miano here. I hope you're all having an awesome day. You know, I'm so excited to interview our next guest. Why? Because he has been super successful in the network marketing industry. You know, he has earned over multiple, I don't mean one, multiple seven-figure incomes. So people figure that out. You know, a six-figure income earner in our industry is somebody making good money. This man is a seven-figure earner. Wow. Here's the crazy part. He is humble, he's honorable, he's respectful, and he's just a great person. You know, I'm going to make a prediction here that this person will break records. Well, they're going to set records. I don't mean new media records. I mean industry records. In terms of how big a group they create, how much income they make, records that may be never, ever broken. So without any further delay, you know, I'll just call him Mr. D. Are you with us? Well, hang on. I have to unmute him.
Hello.
There we go, buddy.
All right. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely fine, my friend.
Right. Just want to make sure that you guys can hear me.
So why don't you share a little history about yourself with us?
Yeah, Scott, thank you. First of all, thank you so much for this opportunity to be here and to be with the New Media family. I see a jam-packed Zoom with people all over the country. We're excited for this opportunity to be here and to share this with people. And I know that this is going to be one of those opportunities that people look back on and get excited about being here right at the beginning of this, something that could turn into a multi-billion dollar business. It's exciting to think about the possibilities. But yeah, I got introduced to being an entrepreneur, gosh, probably about 16 years ago, because my wife and I were working a job. I was in college and I realized that my degree wasn't going to give me the lifestyle that I wanted. I realized that my degree was about a $40,000 to $50,000 a year degree, and that if I wanted a lifestyle of freedom, that wasn't going to work for me. We found out my wife was pregnant with our firstborn, and my wife said, you know, I want to be at home with the kids. I want to be a stay-at-home mom. And that was, you know, a little bit of pressure on me, but I said, look, babe, if that's what you want, I promise you, you will never have to work another day in your life. And then it opened my eyes to, like, gosh, I really need to do something. And I was introduced to being an entrepreneur. I quit my job 16 years ago and started up an ice cream business and got a taste of what it was like to be self-employed. And once you start, you become self-employed. I mean, for those of you on this webinar right now, if you had a choice to be self-employed or an employee, right? An employee or a business owner, what do you think most people say? Most people would rather be a business owner. Because freedom. I got a taste of freedom, Scott. And once I tasted freedom, I promise you, I became unemployable at that moment. And from there, I started my journey of being an entrepreneur, and I fell in love with it. I started a real estate investment company, made millions in the real estate boom back in 2007. And when the market crashed, I lost millions. And I found myself struggling with the idea of going back to getting another job or being an entrepreneur. And a good friend of mine introduced me to an opportunity. And I'm so forever grateful for a mentor of mine that came into my life and showed me that there's a better way, that there's a better way of waking up every single day, following your passion, working on your dream instead of someone else's dream. And ever since then, you know, I've discovered network marketing. It really is the most incredible opportunity on the planet. When you have an opportunity to make money yourself by helping other people make money, there's no better business model out there. And the good ones, and I've had some incredible mentors in my time, they taught me how to serve other people. They were servant leaders. They taught me that you can have everything that you want in this business if you help enough people get what they want. Don't worry about your bills. Worry about your team's bills. You help enough people pay their bills, guess what happens to your bills? They start to disappear. So I fell in love with the idea of serving other people, and then I got a taste of freedom, true residual income. And I'll tell you guys, there is nothing like it. If I wish that you guys could spend a day in our lifestyle over the past 12 years, there's nothing that you wouldn't do for the next five to experience freedom. Being able to wake up when you're done sleeping. One of my mentors taught me that. And I heard that and I'm like, man, that's a good idea. Wake up when you're done sleeping. You know, so I fell in love with network marketing. I fell in love with the idea of residual income. And I fell in love with being able to help other people make money. Where in today's world, there's too many people out there that just are not happy. I mean, you think about that. Look around you. When you're driving in traffic and you look at people, they're not happy. You know, people are, they just want more options. And I love being, you know, one of my other mentors taught me that we provide hope. So we're hope dealers. I heard that. I'm like, man, that's awesome. That's really cool to be able to be a hope dealer. Where if you talk to people today, and I've traveled all over the world, Scott, all over the world, as I've built businesses and built teams, and it doesn't matter what language, it doesn't matter what race, what sex, what age, everybody wants more options. Everybody wants the same thing. They want freedom. And people are starting to realize that the traditional way is not working. It's not. You know, people are more open to being entrepreneurs, and that's why I really feel like what we have is so necessary to share with so many people out there. So, you know, a few months ago, I found this opportunity, or this opportunity rather found me, and I wasn't necessarily looking. I was happy where I was at, but I saw this company, Scott. I met with the founders, met with you, met with Jim, saw what we were offering. I'm like, wow, this is amazing that we can actually get paid when people watch TV. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. So you guys listening to this right now, get excited about the opportunity of where we're at. Roll your sleeves up, because I will tell you, it takes work. Another thing that people make the mistake of in this business is they think that it's not work, but it is work, guys. It's called network marketing. It's not work marketing. It takes work, you know, and I'm excited for the opportunity to get to work, and I'm excited to see the success stories that we're going to create.
Well, that's so exciting, the information you're sharing with us, and you know, you're just jogging my memory. You know, as I shared with everybody, I've been an entrepreneur for 40 plus years. I grew up in my family business, so I was already trained to become an entrepreneur and so forth. And I got to tell you, in the beginning part of what I did, I was a traditional business person. In fact, when I got involved in my first network marketing business, I went to the meeting with a bad attitude. You know, I went to a room. There were like 100 seats in there. I sat in the last row in the corner, arms crossed, bad attitude, you know, unhappy face. I didn't even want to be there. I was there because I was doing my friend a favor by showing up. And little did I know, he was doing me the biggest favor of my entire life. You know, I joined that company, and it allowed me to stay at home with my kids, like you're talking about, Demetrius, and it was absolutely incredible. You know, even though I was a business owner, I still worked 60, 70 hours a week. You know, I felt like the business ran me. I didn't run it, and you know, I worked like crazy. I was making a lot of money, but I worked like crazy. And I share this with all of you because there are a lot of people out there that own their own regular conventional business that could surely use this network marketing opportunity. So Demetrius, thank you for sharing that information with us. You know, is there anything else you would like to add in and share with the team? I mean, I know you're excited about, you know, getting paid for people watching TV. You know, what were some of the difficulties in a traditional network marketing business?
For sure. I'd love to expand on that. But honestly, the difficulties in any network marketing business, guys, it's going to be the same. It's a numbers game. It's a people business. If you don't like people, you're in the wrong business, first of all. But also, people get their expectations all mixed up. People overestimate what they're going to make their first 1 to 2 years, but they grossly underestimate what they're going to make years 3, 4, 5, 6, and beyond that. See, they get it twisted. They think that they're going to come in and they hear success stories of people doing big things, and they're not making $100,000 a month in their first 90 days and then they're discouraged. Like, that's ridiculous, right? You have to have a realistic expectation. Here's what I'll tell you though, what I've seen, some of the things that have been key for me in my career in this industry, first of all, is your daily method of operation. If you're taking notes, write this down. It's called a DMO. This will make or break you guys, I promise, okay? One of my favorite sayings I've heard when I first got in this industry, a guy that earned, you know, tens of millions of dollars got up on stage, one of the stages, and he says, how many of you guys want to go to heaven? And everybody raised their hand. And he says, how many of you guys want to go to heaven tonight? And everybody put their hands down. And he says, that's the problem. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to be a millionaire in this industry, in this business. Everybody wants to be a millionaire, but nobody wants to work for it. And I'll tell you, millionaires, guys, they're not made in a day, but they're made daily because of their daily habits that they live by. We are creatures of habit. So get yourself into a consistent DMO, a daily method of operation. Your consistency is going to be key there, okay? It's the law of numbers. This is one concept that if you guys get it, if you understand this, if you just learn this, take it to heart, live by it, every single one of you will be multimillionaires in new media and in this industry, okay? The law of numbers, this is what I mean. As you start to talk to people, you're gonna notice that a ratio will appear. Say maybe you talk to 10 people about new media, one of them signs up, okay? You're like, crap, only one out of 10. Well, you should get excited because now you know. If you talk to 10 more people, you'll get another sign up. That's a ratio. When a ratio shows up, it tends to continue. So maybe the next 10 you talk to, maybe you get two signups, two promoters, two customers. The next 10 come on board and all of a sudden you got three. See, when that happens, you can get excited. The number one killer in network marketing, guys, and in success is emotions. People get all emotional. They get all wrapped up. They get so excited. They get too high. They get too low. Guys, learn to control your emotions instead of having your emotions control you. Okay? Because when you understand the law of numbers, and when you understand that if you talk to 10 people, you get three customers, three promoters, you don't worry about the seven. So you don't care so much about what people say, what people do, right? You don't give in to people's opinions. I'll tell you right now, guys, when you buy people's opinions, you buy their lifestyles. And some of you are listening to people that don't live the life that you want to live. You got to stop that. You got to stop caring so much right now about what other people think. That's what's holding a lot of you back from being successful, is you're prejudging. You're thinking that, you know, this person is going to be really good. You talk to them and they shut you down. And so now you're all emotional, right? Or you think this person's not going to be very good. So you don't talk to them. Don't prejudge anybody. Understand that you just simply have one job. Your job, guys, is to give everyone you come across, give everyone you know the opportunity to at least tell you no. That's it. You see, the difference between an amateur and a professional is this. Amateurs sell. Amateurs are constantly trying to sell. Professionals, on the other hand, professionals sort. If there's anything you take away from this, guys, it's amateur sell, professional sort. You're in a sorting business. Don't pick and choose. You can't pick and choose. A lot of people try to pick and choose this guy over here, that girl over there. Oh, she's a rock star. She's going to kill it. And they forget about other people. What that means is they're looking for the $100 bills. But guess what they're doing as they're on their search for these $100 bills? They're stepping over $1 bills. They're stepping over fives. They're stepping over tens. They're stepping over 20s and 50s. And by the time you went and found a $100 bill, you just stepped over $580 or, you know, $10,000. Give everyone you guys know the opportunity to tell you no. Focus on the ratios. When you understand the numbers, you can wake up every day and get extremely excited because all you have to do is go do 10 demos, right? Live demos. This is what I'm noticing with our business. People that are doing live demos, like taking their computer, a laptop, a Fire Stick, taking their phones, bringing it to people, having people come to the house. People that are doing live demos with customers showing the new media service are people that are signing people up every single day. The 7-day trials are phenomenal. But I'll tell you guys right now, the 7-day trials are not going to build your business. You're going to build your business. So don't hide behind the 7-day trials. It's a great tool. It's an amazing tool. It's going to do a lot of good. But get in front of people. Let people feel your excitement and energy. Do live demos. If you do 10 live demos every single day, your business will absolutely explode because you're going to get promoters. You're going to get people that see it. It just makes sense, right? It's TV for crying out loud. Like, this is not technical. People don't like, they want to watch more TV. They want all the premium channels. They want all the sports packages. They want everything that new media has to offer. So we don't need to have them wait a week on the trial. I'm just saying, if it is to be, it is up to me. That's how I've always lived by this business. I put it in my hands. Guys, take it in your hands. Take it upon yourself. Work the ratios, okay? Don't get so emotional. Don't major in minor things. Too many people are major in the minors. They get caught up on little itty-bitty things that shouldn't be, right? So when you understand what we have a hold of, we've got an amazing service, $50 for unlimited entertainment. People can get it for free if they refer five people. Guys, that's not hard, right? The numbers will always work in your favor. I learned early on, what you lack in skill, you make up in numbers. All you have to do is expose people to the service, expose people to whatever your service is, whatever your product is, right? Share it with everybody. And for those that see it, they see it. For those that don't, they don't. Guys, you cannot focus on things that you can't control. That's another thing that I took to heart, where too many people focus on things that are out of their control. You have no control what other people do, if they love the service or if they don't, if they see the opportunity or if they don't. Where too many people, and I've been guilty of this early on in my career, I've been completely guilty of this. I was trying to make this person that sees blue, I was trying to make them see green. You can't do that, right? If I see blue and you see green, we're just going to have to agree to disagree. And that's that, and that's okay, right? So get excited about working the ratios. Know that you're with a good company. You're with an amazing company, and they're going to take care of you. It pays every single day. All the paychecks that I've gotten so far, they've cashed. You know, that's a good sign. They're going to cash. They're going to work. So we've got an amazing opportunity, guys, and really it's up to us. It's completely up to us to go out and grow this business. Don't rely on your team, don't rely on the free trials. Like, have that attitude that if it is to be, it is up to me, and you're going to start winning. Now, a plus in this business, guys, is when your team starts to duplicate that out and they start to do stuff without you. And then you wake up every single day and think, oh man, look at all these cool, you know, residuals, these overriding commissions off of people's services and people getting customers. And that's really what's exciting, is we have something that can create wealth. And if with or without anybody on this webinar, including myself, new media is going to blow up. New media will go on and create hundreds of millions of dollars in sales, and they'll get millions of customers, and, you know, lives will change. But since we're seeing it first, guys, make the decision now that you're going to plant your flag, that you're going to do it no matter what, that you're not going to major in minor things, that you're not going to let little things that come up kick you out of the box, right? And cheat yourself out of an opportunity. So that's, you know, really the biggest emphasis I wanted to put on tonight, guys, was just the numbers. Get excited about the numbers, because typically with what I'm seeing, even if you're not very good, you can get two customers out of 10 people that you do a live demo with. The Scott, like, they've created a phenomenal platform with these live webinars that happen four times a week. Even if all you did was say, hey, hop on this webinar, check this out, support me, do me a favor. That's another thing I'll tell you that is super effective that I found in my career. Do me a favor. Would you do me a favor and at least take a look at this service? Try it out for a week. Let me know what you think. You know, everybody loves to give their opinion. Ask people to give their opinion. Hey, would you do me a favor and hop on this webinar and let me know your opinion on it? Oh, I would love to give you my opinion. I've had people do that. They hopped on, listened to Scott, and they're like, I'm in. How do I sign up? Like, that's, it's a no-brainer. It makes sense. So your job, guys, your job, your number one job is to get people in front of the information, whether it's a webinar, whether it's a live demo, whether it's a free trial, you know, whatever it is, that's your job. If you get people in front of it, you've done your job. If they see it, cool. If they don't see it, guess what? It's still cool. It doesn't matter, right? You did your job. You got people in front of it. And so for me, like, there's no real big secret. I asked a multiple seven-figure income earner early in my career, Scott, and I'll never forget this. I said, "What's your secret, dude? You're killing it. You're making like, you know, 300 grand a month." And he says, "Demetrius, I'll tell you my secret. The secret is, and right there, I don't want you to miss this. The secret is not to keep it a secret." And he walked away from me. He said that, mic drop, walked away. I'll never forget that. It made such an impact on me. And I'm like, wow, that's it. The secret is to not keep this a secret, guys. And some of you are keeping this a secret. Some of you are not sharing this with your closest friends. You're not sharing it with your brother, your sister, your mom. I mean, why? This service is awesome. This service is saving people money. People love this service. I got a good friend of mine in California, business partner, Mr. Raymond Rivera. The other day, he sent me a text message of a video of him signing up a customer that he signed up on the spot. This customer had the cable company there ready to install with like a 2-year contract, $89 a month, and like 80 channels. So Ray said, "Listen, I have to share this with you. Check out this service." Did a live demo. The guy told the cable guy, "Take a hike." As he was there ready to install, he said, "Take a hike." He loved the service, made a video, so grateful for the opportunity to save money. Guys, we have something that people want. Don't keep it a secret. Share it with everybody. Some people are going to say no. Some people are going to say you're crazy. Some people are going to say get a real job. That's okay, right? They don't pay your bills. You do, right? So get excited about what you have. Share it with people. Work the numbers, and everything is going to take care of itself. As long as you keep showing up, there is no failure in new media. The only failure is when you quit. That's when you fail. There is no time frame. You don't have to be a 5-star promoter in your first 30 days, right? Don't compare your chapter 1 with someone else's chapter 20. Do the best you can do, plug into the team, and you'll be successful. And that, I mean, that's pretty much my advice, Scott. That's what I've lived by. You know, it's brought a lot of success for me and for my team and for people that just go to work, roll your sleeves up, just go to work. Don't sweat the small stuff and you'll be successful, especially when you have a company as good as New Media and a service as good as the service that we provide.
You know, Demetrius, you're giving me like chicken skin, goosebumps. I mean, I got chills running up and down my spine. And I do, because I can confirm everything that you said. Because if you asked me my opinion of myself before I joined my first network marketing company, I would tell you I was not a good networker. Don't even bother. Even if you enroll me, even if I sign on the dotted line and put up my money, I'm not going to be any good at it. I prejudged myself, you know, and I went to the meeting. I went to the meeting because my friend asked me, he goes, "Scott, can you do me a favor and show up at this meeting? Because everybody I talk to, nobody wants to come, you know?" And I said, "All right, buddy, I'll do you a favor. I'll show up. I'll waste an hour of my time because we're friends, but I'm not joining." I told him I'm not joining. And I went to the meeting and I sat back in the meeting and like, it's absolutely crazy. And then, oh my gosh, you guys got to hear this. So my first company that I ever joined, we were selling the waterless car wash. I didn't even wash my own car. You know, the joke amongst my friends was Scott would drive a car when it gets dirty, he just buys a new one, because I was making a lot of money. And, you know, at the time I didn't have any kids and, you know, I was, how else was I going to spend my money? But anyway, so I joined that company. And you know how I made it big is I would walk into people's offices and I had this big old grin on my face and they go, "What are you so happy about?" And I would say, "Well, I just found the most incredible thing." And they said, "Really? What is it?" I said, "Where's your car?" That's all I said. "Where's your car?" And we went outside. And I took out my thing and I sprayed it in the car and I wiped it on. I wiped it off and they went, "Wow." They go, "How much is this?" I said, "Could be free." They go, "What do you mean it could be free?" I said, "Go call some friends." They went back in the office. They called their friends out and they, now it's like, oh my God. And before you know it, there were like 5, 6, 7, 8 people standing around. And I'll tell you, that's all I did. That's all I did. The product did the work. If you will share and show new media, you will be successful in this business. I mean, it's that simple. Demetrius, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing with us. You know, but I gotta ask you, because I know what the answer is for me, but what's one of the things that you love most about new media?
I mean,
just pick a couple.
No, I mean, there really is. There's so much. I love the fact that it pays, it works. Probably more than anything, the fact that it works. Like, it works, guys. This company works. The service works. Yeah, it's not perfect, but guess what? A lot of companies aren't perfect when they're just starting out and launching. And if you're going to wait until it's perfect, you're missing the boat. Because understand that a rising tide raises all ships. You just got to make sure your ship is on the water, right? So some of you got to get your ship together, right? So, I mean, really, the system works, everything works, the service works, it pays. So the fact that we have something that is working, that's huge. If people just go to work, if they just understand that if you just go to work, you're going to be successful. You're going to get paid. Your life is going to change. People would go crazy with this, right? It's just a realization of like, okay, this actually does work. But I think people are skeptical. People are scared. People don't want to get let down. People don't want to get excited, get so excited that, you know, it doesn't work and then they get let down. I want to invite each and every one of you guys, get excited. Like, get jacked out of your mind right now, because this works. We've already got people making thousands of dollars in their first 30 days. Are you kidding me? That's crazy. This works. Like, don't take it for granted. Go out, go to work. When you've been around as much as I have, you've seen as much as I have in industries, you know, we've earned millions of dollars in multiple industries. We've lost millions of dollars. Like, when you see an opportunity like new media, you just go after it. You jump on board. You start sharing with everybody you can. I heard someone once say, like, when you're offered a seat on a rocket ship, you don't ask what seat, right? It's a rocket ship. You just get on and enjoy the ride, guys. And that's what we have right now. We've got a rocket ship and it's about to take off. So I love the fact that new media works. We've got owners with integrity. We've got incredible people leading the way. We just got to go out, roll our sleeves up, and get to work. And this here, guys, all your blood, sweat, and tears, everything that you put into it, you're going to get out of it. But you're only going to get out of it what you put into it. So get excited. Go to work. Let's share it with the world. Let's make history. Let's start a revolution.
Demetrius, thank you, my friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I had planned to do a little training after our talk, but the amount of information, the quality of information that you are sharing is far better than any training we could do right now. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, buddy.
I get excited, man. I get excited, and I know what we have a hold of. Like, I know that we're sitting on a gold mine. We're sitting on a multi-million-dollar opportunity. There's people listening to this webinar right now that if they go to work, hopefully I said something that could excite you to do something or get a little bit uncomfortable. You got to get uncomfortable. That's where the magic happens, is out of your comfort zone. But there will be people in the next 6 months that won't even recognize their lives because of new media, because they went to work, because they got excited, they started sharing, they put the blinders on. So, you know, I'm excited to be a part of this company. I'm grateful. Anybody that ever needs anything, you know, connect with me on social media, get my number from Scott or whoever. We're here to help. You know, we're here to be able to bring new media to the world, regardless of teams or whatever. We're all one new media family. And as new media grows, we all grow, we all win, we all succeed. So I love you guys. Thank you for the opportunity, Scott.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I do have one warning for everybody, though. If you get really excited, you might not sleep for years. I haven't had a perfect night's sleep for over 2 years because every night when I go to bed, I am dead tired. I'm super excited, but I'm dead tired. And, you know, a few hours later, bing, my eyes open, and I can't go back to sleep because I am too excited about who I can help today, whose life I can change. And you know, there are so many people that are eternally grateful and will be eternally grateful for you helping them to change your life. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, come back and attend more webinars, and we hope to have all of you on some of these future webinars as trainers and presenters. Again, thank you for being a part of New Media. Thank you for being part of our lives, and I hope we can change your lives forever. Have an awesome evening.